European leaders are meeting in Brussels to decide whether to start talks with Turkey aimed at eventual Turkish membership in the EU. The decision is seen as crucial, one that will determine whether Turkey moves towards the West or sits isolated, caught between Europe and the Middle East. Turks already reflect that divide. In Istanbul and other cities, Turkish society is cosmopolitan and arguably European. In the countryside, Turkey is economically depressed and filled with conservative Muslims. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Welcome to Istanbul's posh neighborhood of Nishantashe, where some Turks joke you need a European passport just to walk down the street. Given the elegant old-world architecture here and the Christmas lights that decorate the storefronts, you could easily mistake this for a neighborhood in Paris or Rome, especially if you sit with the stylish people sipping cappuccinos at this corner café called Brasserie. 90% of Turkey's landmass may be in Asia, but the customers here consider themselves European.
I grew up like a European person. I was educated like a European person.
Tuba Osmatlu and her friend Defne Sofulu are well-dressed, bleached blondes who smoke clove cigarettes to ward off the December chill. They both say EU membership would bring Turkey much-needed benefits.
Foreign investors and more money to build up new things, new business areas, and maybe more trust from the Western part of the world.
As EU leaders debate the issue, polls show most ordinary Europeans are reluctant to let Turkey join. Osmatlu says she'll be upset and disappointed if Europe says no.
I don't believe they see us as Europe country. I don't believe that. But if they don't accept us to European Union, this will turn Turkey's face more east, which I don't like.
With so much riding on the EU decision, Osmatlu and Sofulu say their friends will stay up Friday night to watch the coverage from Brussels.
I know that there are a lot of parties around also. December 17 parties.
Far away from the playgrounds of the Istanbul elite, Turks in the rural heartland of Anatolia say they'll also be glued to their TVs on Friday. The village of Haçalar is less than 50 miles from the Turkish capital Ankara, but it might as well be another world. A shepherd herds flocks of sheep down Main Street, a dirt road that runs between stone huts where farm animals live on the first floor and families live upstairs. In the winter, when they can't work in the fields, the men of Haçalar stand around chatting in a muddy intersection next to the village's pink mosque. One man here says everyone wants Turkey to join the EU, but adds they're not sure exactly why.
The truth is, we support the idea, but we don't know what it will bring.
Another man hopes membership will bring paved roads and lucrative European markets for the village's cherry harvest. The young men say they want to move to Europe to find good jobs. All of them associate the European Union with wealth. But this farmer named Yusuf Kaluchkaya is also keenly aware of widespread European opposition to Turkish membership.
The first reason is Turkey is an Islam country, so this can be a discrimination. That's why some countries in Europe don't want Turkey as a member.
Haçalar's open-air talk shop is normally an all-male affair. However, Univer, a middle-aged woman dressed in baggy floral trousers and a traditional headscarf, took a break from her housework. She admits she does not have much in common with Europeans.
We were born here, and we grew up here. We feel Turkish, but we don't know if we're European.
If Europe accepts Turkey as its first Muslim applicant, it will only be the start of a long process, which will eventually redefine what it means to be both European and Turkish. Ivan Watson, NPR News.